am a Nigerian lady who knows someone that knows someone, and that person is a friend of another. In Nigeria, everybody knows somebody.
Memoir of a Niger girl.
My diary, my friend's discussion, my acquaintances' conversation, all on this table. Follow me and let's talk. Hello and welcome to another beautiful episode of Memoir of a Niger Girl. My name is Helen. How are you doing today? You can see me all glammed up and looking. I can say that myself. So on today's episode, I have with me Tolu Obanro. Tolu is the popular music composer for all the big films in Nigeria. Talk about Brotherhood, talk about Agesikole, talk about Battle of Buka Street, talk about this other one, Gang of Lagos, and many more. So he's my guest today, AMVCA nominee. He got 3 nominations, guys. That's big deal. So we're talking to him today to get to know everything about music composition in movies and soundtrack and how they create mood for movies and many more. So sit down, relax, and just stay tuned.
Memoir of a Niger girl.
I have with me the popular award-winning Tolu Obanro.
Yeah, she got my name right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, my name is Tolu Obanro. Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Our very popular AMVCA nominee.
Jesus.
And other big awards nominee.
Even me, I do not know.
How do you feel today?
I feel very good. Thank you for having me.
I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for also having us.
Happy. No, now you have me.
We have ourselves.
As you write me a wrong come.
So, I've known Tolu for many years. I think since 2000 and what?
I don't think.
So reminiscing over the old time at National Broadcast Academy, where we both took the production course.
Yes.
Was that like a laying foundation for you in the music business?
Ah, hey. So, well, I don't want to say no, I'll say yes,
okay.
But it was not like yes, because I think I started playing piano small, you know, from like the age of 10, 11, my first production would be like when I was 15.
Oh, nice.
So I think the MBA came later, in fact, after my university, so, and I'd done like so many stuffs before MBA, but yeah, MBA was just a, like shape now, where I got to like meet a lot more people doing the same stuff, or people that I found that I could collaborate with to do some other things I had.
And the music business, is this what you envisioned it to be?
Okay,
yourself?
So even now I don't always see where I am as like, okay, this is what my vision is. I'm always like hoping for more. So I started with just doing regular playing piano, like, can I be playing piano? So at age 70, much about you, ting, all I know. Started doing production. Then I was even very small though. I started doing production. I was a teenager. I was like, this is good, this feels good, but where will this take me? But I like my sound. I really like the way it's been mixed. I left production. Well, production was there. I started doing mixing and mastering, doing a lot of mixing and mastering. Then I liked it. I was like, okay, is that all? So I started doing some dialogue cleaning for different adverts. And I did a lot of dialogue cleaning during FIRS. There was a program I was cleaning, editing for FIRS. So that was one major time. And then I did Destiny Child Gospel Music Talent Hunt as music director. It was then I was like, oh, so music can pay like this much. Because, I mean, the owner of that show is like my mentor till today.
What's his name?
Her name?
Yeah, name, sorry.
Mrs. Uchina.
Nice.
So she just called me and like, come. I was so head bent on, I must be music director if not, I'm not doing anything. Like, come, you are too young, it's a reality show. You are tiny, you won't fit the screen. But I like your passion, I like your energy. So we are going to create a new role, assistant music director. You do all the roles of a music director, but you don't get to show on the screen.
Oh.
Like, and then for example, your English is not there yet. You, I like, I went to university, what did you study? Geology, she laughed. you have H factor. I'm like, me? No. She's like, yes, you do. And then she kind of just mentored me through English that I thought I knew, you know, to other stuff and other stuff. And then, like, no, you can do music and make the money bankers make. You know, it's different when people tell you stuff, and it's then it's different when they show you stuff. She actually paid me that much. She didn't just tell me.
Tell you about you will the make fish.
It. She also paid me. For how many songs did I do? And I just got millions. And like, seriously. Seriously. So, she, I mean, up to today, she'll be saying, who mentored you, business in the business wise of the business wise of what you're doing. I still called her yesterday. Like, I'm stuck. Like, you can't be stuck. Don't take too many jobs. Take this job, take that job. You don't have to do 10 jobs. You can do 5 jobs and get paid for what you get paid for 10 jobs. Mm-hmm. Just pick the right jobs. So she's like been there, you know. She's my vacation. She can just like, hey, guy, would you like to travel to social place? Go for vacation. So she's, you know, that kind of person you want in your life.
I want her. I don't know how you did it, but I'm here.
I want her to see this. She go laugh. Like, who said you? I don't normally talk about her.
But I mean, sometimes
this is like the first time I'm talking about her in public, actually.
I think it's also important for us to regard and say the names of the people who are there for us.
She's special to me. I cannot lie. She has saved my life more than once. You know that time that you'd be sick and you won't know where to go.
Hmm. So, I know you've always been like a big boy since inception, you know. You know Tolu is that one person who would make it rain when he's around. Like, okay, you guys should drink now. You know, that kind of stuff. So, and you've worked with various or different gospel artists, for example.
Yeah.
What changed now that you are doing music for movies?
Nothing really changed, though. It's just that I wanted more.
Yeah.
I'm sure at this point. Okay, so after a year of just doing movies, I already wanted more. And that's how I found myself in the circle that I am. Like, you can't just sit down doing movies. I'm scoring movies. I want more. I'm sure by next year, I'll want more. And then there'll be... Everything has been like a step higher. It's not really a change, like a total change. Okay. It's just, okay... A step further, a step further. I think there are so many steps to go.
Before the camera action and speak, we talked about music score. But I do not know a lot about it. I want you to tell me the difference between music composition and music score.
Okay, so music composition is almost same thing as music score, but producing is what's different.
Mm.
So, when you're talking about just music production, it's just listening to the song, then you are trying to see how it, how the genre of people, your target audience will like kind of accept it, right? That's what you do. So you are making the music so that when the sound comes, it will be like, this jam. But for movies, it's like totally kind of different because you are trying to like interpret every scene. Every move, every camera angle change, just the way it is, so that you can well represent it to anybody watching it.
Mm.
So it's more tasking and it's sweeter, more professional, and just where you want to be.
Okay. How do you determine soundtrack selection for a movie?
Okay, so for me, I don't know if people select, but I think. For me, I create from scratch. You will hardly find an already made sound on any movie I do because it's the movie that will determine the kind of sounds
that you would infuse in it.
That will use for it. For example, gangs had Ayo, gangs had action, gangs had that beautiful epicness
and then, emotions.
Yes, and then you cannot talk to Jade Osiberu and she gives you an idea and then you miss it.
Hmm.
That was gangs. KOT.
King
had,
of Tears.
Yeah. KOT had Nii just saying, just think Troy of Africa. Because then Woman King was not even out yet. Second Black Panther was not out yet. So he said, just think Troy as an African movie. I'm like, I can do that. Like, come on, feel free. So I mean, so that's it.
Would you rather a director tell you, I want you to explore, or I want this and this and this, you know, the specification of what I want and whether they want you to explore?
So if the director can tell me I want this, they can make it with anybody.
Mm.
Do you understand? So, but I think the idea is you listen to the director and for me, I don't know how it works for others.
Not well,
I listen to, that's why I wouldn't sound the same on like every movie. I listen to the director, we rub mind, we sync, like, okay, this is how it should be. I know what he's trying to, the director, like, when I now understand what the director is trying to say, I mean, if you explain that same thing to three different people, they will approach it in three different ways. But my idea is I'm going to build so much on what the director has told me,
mm-hmm.
to even make it bigger than
what it is.
What it is, yes.
So when they bring the movies, or when they shot the movies, they bring it to you. You watch the movie.
We start from script itself. They send the script.
They send the script to you. So from the scripting, is that where you, in your head, like, okay, I think I should have this.
Okay.
I think this would be perfect.
So different movies, different approach. Like different approach. Like, let me think. The House of Secret that is coming out, depending on the date this one is coming out. So, House of Secrets, after just reading, I came up with a theme sound.
Mm.
That even after watching, I couldn't find where to fit the theme sound. But the theme sound was what the director heard and said, like, wow, this is going to be like the best movie for music and all this and all this. But I didn't find where to actually fit it in until maybe later, and it was not even perfect, but you know, so it comes in like different directions and different ways. Some have to just watch it. Most you must watch.
Mm.
Then after that script, then when the first cut comes, then you can now start saying, okay, well, this movie we didn't do at the beginning. But for me, I always like to establish my presence in the beginning of the movie. Most of the movies that's done from the beginning, you will ask that, okay, you will just ask yourself, who made this music from the very beginning? I don't want you to go far. Don't go far from the very beginning. I want to like steal your attention a little, then everything can work.
How important is soundtrack, good soundtrack, by the way, in music production,
in movie?
Yeah, movie.
So sounds, not just soundtracks, so film, I don't know, this country, they just call everything soundtrack. It's so annoying.
Okay.
But these things are really just film score, like scoring scenes and all this and all that. Let me just put it that way. For a scene that is supposed to be emotional, if I play the wrong sound mistakenly, I will turn people off that emotion and probably make them start laughing. for a scene that is very dangerous, if I mistakenly put the wrong sound, they won't even feel the danger. They'll feel like I'm on my toe kiss. So is that sensitive?
Mm.
You have to score what you can see, elevating what is meant to be felt.
That's
at that point in time. For example, people are going to fight. You have to, if it's an emotional fight, you know, there are different kinds of fight. There's fight of so there are different interpretations to this stuff. So you just have to, so music make those things kind of elevates the scene.
Okay. So you know, back in the days when we're watching a movie, when something's about to happen, you start hearing dun 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 dun. Is it something you still do? You still use though?
Yes, yes, you do, but not dun 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 dun.
So what do you do?
Different ways, depending on what you are trying to. Danger is no longer the same level of danger. You can't have a danger of this level, then have a sound of this level. The danger and the sound need to
balance. Be on.
Yeah, so that's how it is. It's not all the time.
It's like Bisha. from Brotherhood to Agesikole, Gang of Lagos, Battle of Buka Street. These are huge projects.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, that's not even all the things that you've done in the last years. What were the challenges? Oh, how challenging were they, these movies?
If I say I don't have challenges, now I want it to be somehow.
You don't get challenges.
But
so wait, no challenges doing... Coco face there. Well no they face work like that.
I enjoyed doing this shit.
So they were not challenges.
I enjoyed doing this shit. Okay, maybe just time constraints.
Mm-hmm.
I like what I do. I don't take jobs that, how do I put it? I don't take jobs from people that, I don't want to say words that I won't be able to take back. But I don't take jobs from people that are not passionate about about what sound will or what music will do to their movie. So for example, if I pick up a movie and you give me a movie to do and I'm like, this movie, I want 15 percussionists to gather around one mic hanging there, one mic hanging there, because I want to run a mic around and to pan it around. If I'm giving all that and the person is like, do we have the budget for that? Do you understand? So I've never really had to face challenges because, I mean, everything I've asked for from directors, they've pretty much given me, yes.
The punches the trio at in this Agesikole was different from Gang of Lagos. The one that they did for Battle of Buka Street were different. How did you do those?
Okay, so that's the work of a sound designer.
Not your work?
No, not my work. If I had like any input on sound design, it would be just little input on King of Thieves because it was rearranged. If not, shout out to Kolade Murakinyo. He did the main sound design for KOT. I just did something light after it was rearranged. Battle on Buka Street, same Kolade Murakinyo. Then Gangs of Lagos was... Jombaz also did Brotherhood.
Oh, okay.
So every of these people are like artists on their own. They sound like them.
Okay.
On different projects.
And
is
Bass those Bruce?
That one was me and Adam and
so. How did you come with that? I think it was
I spoke to Toby Makinde and I spoke to Funke Akindele. Mrs. Fouquet was like, okay, Tulu, there's this idea already. You know, this movie is all about the Gbasbo, everywhere, Gbasbo. So there is, I think they had like a sample already, like Gbasbo, something. I like, no, this can be like a lot better or bigger. Mm-hmm. I make it now. So I think they dropped a teaser before we met. I'm like, this teaser can be better than this. So when they already gave me the job to do, I'm like, can we just not use this teaser? Because like what I'm planning for the movie, this might really, I don't want to say water it down, but this might really not be the direction. Let me use that word. Direction of we are now. So I just went and called my percussionists and then that's with this.
And that happened.
Yes.
And seeing what that part did on social media, TikTok, how do you feel?
And I saw what it did and it didn't win the MVC, so I don't feel anything.
So what does success mean to you? Is it until you get the MVC?
Success is I'm not even kidding. Success is where I am. I'm not playing. Success is where I am. It's not by the number. Okay, for example, I had 3 nominations in the same category.
Yeah.
So tell me, do I really need to win? or do I need to fight to win?
But that moment where you got, where you, your name was announced as a nominee, how did you feel? What was that?
Three nominations. Okay, yeah. So let me be sincere. A year ago, when I started doing all the works that I got nominated for, I was like, ah, they will nominate me. Ah, and when they nominate me, oh no. But you know, when that time came, before that time came, I already got over those things. Everything in my head has been the works I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have plans, so you've seen the plans, but you know, it's more than, there's a thing about feeling very global locally. I hate it. When you feel global locally, I know, like,
what do you mean?
It's called local champion. So when before that time came, it's not like I thought I'd outgrown being nominated, but yeah. I just felt okay. I made a tweet even before I did Gangs, before I did all that one. I was like, I hope to do Woman King too. You know, that's the direction of my thoughts. I don't know if it will happen, but I'm not scared if they bring to me Black Panther. I'm sure I nail it. That's it. My mindset. I'm not talking for anybody, and I'm not talking from the place of pride, but it's a place of, that's what I want.
Mm.
It's not just nomination in a hotel, and then that's all. Do you understand? It's what I want, I will say that. Yes, nomination, fine. I went there. Should I even shock you?
Mm-hmm.
After the announcement, I was back to my hotel. I started walking in the hotel they put me. I went there and I continued walking.
That nomination, has it given you more exposure?
Yeah, my Leo.
You don't feel...
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Mm. I'm not sure.
But everybody...
I don't know who called me after the nomination. But I'm sure people called me way before the nomination.
But when you were already booked. But when you were announced, I'm talking about, do people call you to say, congratulations?
Yeah, of course. Everybody, congratulations. I mean, there are people, I'm really, really grateful to MultiChoice, because, I mean, people have been doing it for a long time, and they never got nominated. So, for nomination, we go again this year, right?
Yeah.
We go again this year. But that's not the ultimate goal, of course.
But when you didn't win, was that a letdown?
No, now.
So what did they give?
I didn't think I'll win.
You didn't think you were better than all the people who won?
I don't think it's about better.
It's about what?
If you ask whoever won anything, they won't tell you it's because they were better than the person that didn't win. It's just people's choice. A lot of people's choice, or few people's choice. It's sharp people's choice.
You are being humble.
No, I know where you're coming from. Do you understand what I mean? When people are to determine, especially people that really, I don't know, we will always be sentimental humans generally. So, I mean, the nomination is enough. It's enough recognition that I got nominated 3 times in one category.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Mm.
So the rest now, they say, is People's Choice Award. And it was not done by vote. My category was not by vote. It was by a panel. So it's the panel's choice award, and it's okay. Shout out to the people that won, but I mean, nomination is enough for some of us.
Okay. Right now, Tolu, look at me. Do you feel like your works, they are being appreciated, recognized, and acknowledged?
Yes. And I cannot be grateful to God enough for how far he has brought me. It's a lot of recognition.
Who was that director that gave you your first shot?
And of course, me. Talking about director that gave me my first shot in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Nii Akimolaya. He's still giving me shots, safe.
He's
constantly giving me shots.
When you make movies and you compose the music, and you do everything. You know, sometimes we get to hear this movie, this music on streaming platforms. The money that comes from that, we'll get it.
So it depends on the contract now. If you want to own it, you have to have a pre-contract arrangement with the owners of the movie. But for me, and right now, I don't take jobs where they film maker want to own the deal of my music. I don't take those jobs. I reject them.
Okay.
It's not that I reject them. I just have an idea. Ah, you cannot own all my music, oh, please. I beg. I'm begging you. You can use it forevermore for what you want to do. That own it. You can use it for advice. You can use it for the movie. You cannot transfer it from one movie to another.
Mm.
Once you have the liberty to carry the song and carry it into another movie, you have owned it.
Yeah.
So just that. But you can use it forevermore for whatever you want to use it for that movie. But you cannot own it like, this is my song in which I am well pleased.
And what if they?
Hmm?
What if they do?
Oh, well, then it will be my fault.
What do you mean?
Because before we start to say it's an arrangement, who owns the song? If they want to own a percentage of it, it's fine. Yes, I like for me, some people is 100% or nothing. For some, I give out like 20%.
So we
have a negotiation.
You are the one who, if you decide to put the music on platforms, Spotify, yes, or different, yeah, yeah, platforms, yeah, yeah,
it's my
whatever
music.
That comes.
My music
it's
now.
Yours.
The very good directors will even their contract will tell you that the music is yours.
Okay.
So, and for the ones that want to own it, they will pay you to own the whole thing.
Let's take a quick break. So when we come back, we'll talk about you, more of you, and your,
less of me.
Your plans.
And less of you.
Of course.
Memoir of a Niger Girl.
We are back, and I still have with me Tolu Obanro. I promise you, I will not call you Toby. I promise you.
I like that.
So, what is the future for music composers in Nigeria? Do you think they have a future?
I think I'd like to talk about Nollywood generally.
Yeah.
I think people are doing great stuff. And you know, when I see stuff on Twitter, it affects me because you don't know the A, the G that people put into these stuff. I took you around now.
Yeah.
You don't know the budget that goes into this stuff. And don't even criticize what you are not part of.
Mm.
But trust me, Nollywood is growing. Afrobeat has grown.
Yeah.
Nollywood is next.
Hmm.
And then if that grows, definitely all the sounds, all the sound design, all of that things, then go the follow.
Do you collaborate with other composers?
Yes, I do.
Hausas, Igbos.
I don't think composition is not really tribal.
Yeah, I mean, if for example you have a movie that is
I'm Nigerian, an
indigenous movie, you need to infuse.
Yeah, so I did that with Battle on Buka Street now.
Oh, there true.
Was every song on Battle of Buka Street is original, including the Igbo song, the Amala Igbo song.
Mm.
So as a composer born and bred in Nigeria, I don't think there's, as a composer born and bred in Nigeria, there is no genre of music. I can't do. So it's just the singer or the artist that will be the only thing I have to like look for.
How much do you charge?
Charge
mm.
per
mm.
movie
mm.
depends. So,
oh, yeah, tell us. Don't be like that.
No, it's going to depend. It depends on the budget of the movie now.
Okay,
depends, but it's most times like 10% of your budget, or for the full sound, it should be 10% of your budget now. That's what I heard.
Budget so, of the movie.
Yes, mm-hmm. if you have a movie budget of 150 million, please prepare 15 million for us, okay. Don't be doing like that.
How are you people doing this thing? I'm interested.
So there are four aspects to it.
Okay.
There's the dialogue, cleaning and editing. There's the sound design.
Oh.
There's the music, and then there's the final mix.
It's a lot.
It's not your music can be, your music at the highest, like, wow, see the number of tracks where you do 70 tracks. But for a movie, you can go as high as 800 to 1,000 tracks.
Really?
To mix, yes.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of work. So we're calculating it like, if a song is supposed to be like 70 tracks and we are doing it for, you know, then what will be for a movie. Yeah, movie is like that intense.
When you first made that big money, that big movie money, what was the first thing you bought?
I bought another car.
This guy.
And I parked the old one at my office because I could not park it in my house. My landlord will suspect me.
I don't want you don't want him to increase your rent.
No, it should be that I sold the old one, then got a new one. But I did not sell the old one, now bought a new one. It still increased my rent. But yeah, I bought another car.
Okay. So you feel good about what you're doing now?
Great. I feel good about what I'm doing.
And the people that you've worked with before, the gospel artists, things like that, they don't miss you?
I miss them. I can't say for them, but I miss them.
Yeah, you don't want to work for them anytime soon. Busy.
There's no time. I'm booked till February like this.
February next year.
Yes.
Me, I'm not booked for anything. What kind of nonsense is this?
I'm booked till February next year.
That's very good.
There are some that I have accommodated because, like, I promised them some times ago that I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, there's an album from Word of. Is it Word of? Okay, there's an album, Sha. I don't want to talk about it. But 6 tracks that I like committed myself to it before now. So, that I'm going to do. And I think that's about the only song I'm doing this year.
So if I'm doing a movie, for example, you know, my budget is like 2 million. Or you know, because they said Yoruba movies, for example, like that also
2 million. That should be like a 1 minute movie for IG Abi. How much will you pay your actors?
I would love.
Your camera will fellow.
It will
not work.
You meet friends of friends, you know one actor, you go and meet them and say sorry. So how much would you charge? 1 million. She said, okay, I will even give you 50 cents. 50 cents.
No, I said.
Because
like
I spoke with Emia few years ago. Yeah. Who is like a PR for some Yoruba movies, and he said sometimes the budget is like 2 million.
So the budget is low.
Lower than 2 million. Then I said, okay, so how much does the
those movies, I don't know if those 2 million movies make more than YouTube.
Yeah, but YouTube is, they're also making some money on YouTube.
The quality of work that goes to cinema, goes to platform, it's not the same quality of work goes to YouTube. I don't even know who can make a movie 2 million now. Except all the actors are free and they are like 3 casts. And think of it now, how much do you want to rent camera? How much do you want
You can always, if you have a friend that has camera now, you can get camera from your friends.
Is there any friends of friends?
Do you people want to share and ruin that friend's life? So now I'm going to ask camera now.
So you will not
do for you 2 million. Do for this or
so you will not do free work for me, Tolu.
10K.
Tolu, you will not do
when that camera spoil, will you
say where this camera? It will not spoil now. So Tolu, you will not do free work for me.
It's you now. When just shoot a big budget movie, I mean.
But where was the budget? If I get it, I would say yeah.
No, not big budget now. Just choose big budget movie, select director, carry a director like Kaibe Adetiba.
You see, Tolu is already carrying me to a place I don't know. You don't know, carry me go where
no,
I don't
know. It's not like that now. Nah. Like how do you want to shoot a 2 million movie? Even me, only my own budget.
You don't even chop all the money.
It's not enough. Okay, Sha. I don't know, Sha. Not my budget. The budget of the people that will come and hold. Want somebody to hold
boom.
Money tonight. They give him 7.5.
For what? Could they need jail more?
Bulu's very good. 7.5 left for me.
Alright, so nice to have you here.
Same here.
Tolu Obanro. She's a big
my friend,
boy.
Though. She has been my friend. She's a big guy. Have you seen that Instagram?
Okay, actually.
She can't travel.
Thank you very much for being a guest on this show.
Me? I like to be the guest, so you're the guest now. We have swapped places. Hello, Eli.
Yes,
where were you last month?
I was in Lagos. Like,
get where I see you for IG. Where did you go to?
Fake life.
That one that you did like this.
Fake life.
In front of one.
Fake life.
Like the Emirates. You went to watch ball.
It's fake life.
All these videos is that, shame on you, Lord. What's on the next week? Bye.
But you that you are watching all these things and doing it underneath and not posting in call.
Me, no. I'm always here. Do you know what today is? Sunday. I'm still facing this, my computer.
Yeah, but afterwards. When the money comes, you're smiling to the bank. Yeah, same here. Have you seen me? We'll jump Elios a few days ago. But nobody will know.
Jump Elios from here.
I will tell you. Thank you
very much.
Yeah,
I post to all of us.
All of us.
Hi.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. My name is Helen, and this is my friend, Tolu. Not Toby, Tolu or Banro.
I don't know why my friend would call me Toby.
I tell you, I've never dated. Okay, don't forget to.
Toby, if you're out there, she still loves you.
Nibo. I beg you. I don't like what
Toby, she still loves you.
Helen.Mwank on Instagram, Helen.love.23. Memo of a Niger Girl is available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. Like, share, subscribe. Hey, what are you? Well, ever subscribe. I want to be like
Pawo.
See, he's my role model. I want to be like him. When I grow up.
Okay.
You're a big man. I'll see you next week.
I'll see you too next week. If you call me, I'll go come. Bye.
I am a Nigerian lady who knows someone that knows someone, and that person is a friend of another. In Nigeria, everybody knows somebody. Memoir of a Niger Girl. My diary, my friend's discussion, my acquaintance's conversation, all on this table. Follow me and let's talk.